Hashem, my goal today is to confuse you. That's karma mitzvah. Right? What?
What did we say?
My goal today is to confuse you.
Oh, fine, I'm out. I'm already confused.
Okay, so I would like to, because since misery loves company, so just go through some. I guess we call halacha lemaisa applications of psik ratio. Some of them are, but there's a lot of steers and mishaburas. So that's just part of the challenge. So the halacha lemaisa, lemaisa is hard. Even though it's halacha lemaisa, it's not halacha lemaisa, lemaisa. Tell you my career. Okay, so so let's start with. So we pass on Sikresha is. Rav Shimon is Gavin, we pass on to Rav Shimon, his mother. Sikresha, Rav Shimon is Moida. Sikresha lo nichole. So the Shita Sa'orach is that's mutter, Tosfos argues. The Ikrip Sak on that specifically is. The Machaber brings that, the case of the Oruch in Simen Shin Chof, Sifir Ches. He brings that there's the Yesh Mishamatr, because since the Lonichle it's Mutter. And he says, V'cholkolov, Tosfos argues, Avagab, the Lonichle, Kimish Psiresh is Osir. V'olam Logo Hatter Bedover, V'yeshalam Adalem Schus, because we can argue it's not really Mamish Psiresh. With Tevel and Higam, that make sure that it's at least in their scenario shouldn't be secret, it shouldn't be Nichole. And but the mice of the mice the Kripsak is that case alone we're not going to be matter at lechatchila. You need some other tzadim to at the same time. That's. Sikresha by Durabonon. So the and Shinya Dalit in Sif Aleph. So Mechaber says, if in case you had a sakin which is the kua mayor of Shabbos b'chavis, so you can take the sakin out and you can put it back in because you're not miskaben lohosif. So Mechaber says that case is mutter. Comes the Ramah. The Ramah says only if you were motzi it one time before Shabbos. If you weren't motzi, me by joy, it's also the secretion. The Mechloikis, we assume over here that it was a case that this whole in the Chavis was not Lahachlis or Lahotzi, so it's not a Deraisa. And the Mechaber is saying, even though it's a Psikresha, since it's only the Rabbanon, Psikresha the Rabbanon is Mutter. The Ramah is coming along and saying Psikresha the Rabbanon is Osir. The Mishaber brings that the Magen Avraham, the Eliyahu Rabba, the Gra, and the Kiveger all pass him Psikresha is also even by Mitzvah the Rabbanon. So Mechaber passes him Sikresha by the Rabbanon is Mutter. The Ramah passes Osir, and that includes Magen Avraham, Eliyahu Rabba, Gra, Kiveger. You got quite a list of poskim which are going to pass him Sikresha by the Rabbanon is Osir. The Shulchan Sadeshin, which this is coming off of, the Ramah brings the Trumas Adeshin that this case is Osir. You look at the Trumas Adeshin himself, he starts off saying that it's Mutter. Sikresha by the Rabbanon is Mutter. And the Goyin says he's been chayzer by it at the end when he says this case is Osir. He's been chayzer by what he said, Tchilas Hatshuva, that he said Sikresha by the Rabbanon is Mutter. He's been chayzer by it, and he's saying Sikresha by the Rabbanon is Osir. So, Halacha Lemaisa, that for Ashkenazim, Sikresha by the Rabbanon is Osir. Okay. That being said, that's in Shin Yudalit, but in Shin Kazayin, there's a Sharatzium in Shin Tezayin Sivkot Yud Ches. The case of the Teva. Teva Gedorla, it's mutter to close it. So therefore there's no problem of tzeda to close the box. This is how he understands the Ramah. Comes the Prima Godim and says, Mishum da'vi trade Rabbanon. Enem iskaben is mutter, avagav da'vi sikresha, trade Rabbanon is mutter. So even though I said by Rabbanon, the shita of the Ramah is by the Rabbanan Psik Reisha is Asur, but by Trade Rabbanan Psik Reisha is Mutter. He repeats it again in Shin Lamed Vav. The Trade Rabbanan is Dabar Shedim, it's Malach Shem Shil Gufa, and it's Eimer Bin Anitzud. Okay. He repeats it again in Shin Lamed Vav. Shabbat Zion. That even though, but by the, in the case of when it's a trade rabbanon, the shita of Ramah is to be mekel. Fine. The problem is in Shin Yud Aleph itself that which the Ramah is saying that it's only mutter if you were moitzi at pamachas, but if you weren't moitzi, if you were not moitzi at pamachas, so you have the knife stuck in the chavis. So the Mechaber said, pull it out. Ah, you're being, it's secretion, you're going to make the, when you pull it out, the nature of pulling out is going to be, expand the Pesach. Since it's not also Hachas Hoitz, it's only Drabbanon, secretion Drabbanon is Mutter. Comes from Moses, says, no, it's only Mutter if you move it in and out before Shabbos. So male, it's not a secretion that'll happen. So the Mishabur over here in Shin Yud Aleph, he says that even Mikra Din, they agree to the Ramah that Psikresha by Darbanon is Asur. But over here, Lachara, it's a Melachos and Zikla Gufa. And it's Kalach Yad, it's not how you normally make holes. And it's a Mekalgo. So really, this car, this case should be it's three Darbanon. It's Melachos and Zikla Gufa. It's Kalach Yad, so it's with a Shinui. And the Zimakalkal, those all three are Drabbanon, and still the Ramah is passing the case as Osir. So he says that Mikra Din, this case should be Mutter, even in the case of a Kosel. Now, the case of the Kosel, that Mishra points out, in the case of a Kosel, Maskanabar Gemara Kufkin Laman Aleph is that's a Malach of Kodeach. Kodeach is Chai B'Kol Shehu. You don't need the Hachat Zalahoitzi, because that's a Tikkun. So in the case of by a Kosel, that would be a problem. It says Mikra Din, even in the case of the Kosel, should be Mutter, because it's Mekalkal, Malach Zenishin Lugufa, and it's Kalach Yad. Even in the case of the Kosel Shemim, but even though you're potentially dealing with the Raisa, if you'd be Mechavin, it's not a Mechalkal anymore, and it's not in a Tzrich L'Gufa, because that's what you want to do. Now, so you want to make this whole, and even though it's not L'Hach L'Hoitzi, it'll be the Raisa by Kosel, because the Chiyuv is Alt Kadeach. He doesn't deal with the fact that it's not, that's Kalach Yad. I don't know, he doesn't deal with that. Maybe that's not Kalach Yad. I don't know, but now that you don't want it, right, you're not interested in making it, so it's Makalkal and Sayyidina Shikla Gufa, and it should be Trade Rabbanon. So Mikra Din should be Mutter, even in the case of the Kosel. He says, the Olam is Noigabahet, Isser, in the case of the Kosel, which the Machaber agrees is Osir, because it looks like you're making a neck of a shot, the Kosel. Now, Yeraba argues that because we're afraid of them, the person might be Nichole. He might talk, I want it. And if he wants it, all of the Heterim fall off, and now you're done with potential. He said, why not have it? You know, I can have this hole to use to keep my knife there, whatever it is. So that's why we're Machmer over there. But his point is a starker point over here. This case is a case of multiple Durabanans involved in the scenario, and still the Ramah passes Leisr. Not out the argument of, because it's near Kosher Neka, it seems to be he holds Mikra Din in this case is also. When you're not Matar, even multiple Durabanans. And the Ramah in Shin Tezayin, the Prima Gadim says that the Heter is because Trade Rabbanon, you're not Machron, Trade Rabbanon. So this is one of the questions that you have to figure out in the world of Psik Reisha. Rav Avadya has multiple tshuvas where he in general inclined to the shita of the Machaber, and he Psik Reisha, the Rabbanon should be Mutter. He says even if you want to be Machmer and Psik Reisha and the Rabbanon, but in the case of Psik Reisha, the Lo Nichole, which you have the shita of Zohar as well, l'chara, it's not mistarba that we should pask in l'chumra in that scenario. His argument is, I mean, we hear the argument, but this is the case of the Ramah. L'ichale means in halacha, l'ichbisle. It doesn't mean dafka l'ichale, like we saw clearly from the sugyas. Over here, the person is pulling the knife out. He's not interested in dafka making a pesach. Over here, l'hachis l'hoitzi, he's not interested in making a pesach. That's not his point. His point is to take out the knife. Even though it's a particular ratio, he's making a pesach, which is only rabbanon because it's not l'hachis l'hoitzi. But he's not a chaver for that. So it's a psikreshe l'nichole, and that's the case Ramah is saying is oser. So the Ramah is on record, even though it's a psikreshe l'nichole, and it's a passage which is not oser l'hachas l'hoitzi, it's only the Rabbanon. The Ramah is on record for the Rabbanon, even though it's a psikreshe l'nichole, is oser. That's how the Ramah is on record. So to rely on that Sawara to say that it's psikreshe of the Rabbanon, which is the machloikas, and you'll add on the oruch that the oruch says that it's in the case of l'nichole, it should also be mutter because the mechaber wasn't doicha the oruch mikol l'kol, and the shabur points out over there that if you have another tzad l'kula, you should rely on the oruch. The Ramah himself is on record, and that's how the Mishabura, pointing out the Ramah. The Ramah is on record over here in Shin Yadalad, even though it's multiple Darabonans, and even though it's L'nichole, Sigresha is also. Right. But the Mishabura is not Arvid the Shaila. Mishabura in Shin Tezai and in Shin Lamed Vav, the Mishabura speaks out the favorites that in the case of Trey Darabonan, the Ramah is Mekel. So he seems to be machriya. Doesn't answer the stira. Doesn't ask the stira. But he's machriya l'holachol ma'isa by trade rabbanon. You can be mekel on a psik reisha, and that's the midrash of Hoskim is to be mekel. If you could have trade rabbanon, yeah. Okay. New point.
Is opening a food package on the floor or no? That's the entry of the Rabbanon secretion on the Nikolai. Alright, so do you have Rabbanon secretion on the Nikolai?
Well, when we get to Kareya, we'll have to work out what the malacha over there is. The malacha over there potentially is Kareya, and it's Kareya in the oifen of, depending on if you do it there, Kilkul. So we have Gemoras which are Matar. That's the case is Kareya or Bechabes. Oh, the words. Moichik. Let's leave that because it seems that Mr. Burr seems to learn his machlokes. Rishonim, if I do a mice of mechika, which is a tikkun, but it's not almanas liklev, if that's a malacha of the rice or not. Okay. How vada is make something a psik reisha? So we're zechut baruch Hashem to also have a steer mishmaris in that. In reishai and zayin. The Bir Loch beginning Reish Ayin Zion says in there which is Munach HaKrei Delis, you can't open the Delis because Shem Yechabena HaRuach. So it's also because Shem Yechabena HaRuach. So the Shabura asked the Kasha because the Mora on this case says it's Psik Reisha, even though you're not Mekab and Lekabas, but it's a Psik Reisha. She says, and the Machaber is Lashon Shema. Says the Marsha over there says it's not a psikresha mamish; it's carved the psikresha, and that's Pshat Mele. The Gemara makes sense. The Gemara calls it psikresha means it's carved the psikresha. That's what the Machaber is saying is also Kashem Yechabena. It means I have a Gemara according to this Marsha and according to this Pirulah, and that's what the Machaber is saying. Even though it's not a vadai, if it's carved the vadai, that's called psikresha. And the Gabi the Isurim, the definition of psikresha, you don't need vadai; you need carved the vadai. So somebody comes along and asks you for Mike the headless chicken, right? That the chara that it's right. So you sell you don't need vada, right? There's a Reishai and Zion. Okay. In Shint HaZion. The Mishnah over there is mashba that even if you did a mice of tzeda in the In the case of Keres Devorim, he says, as long as Bitzad Roch could shayach that there's not going to be Tzeda, that's not called Psikresh. So long as there's any possibility that it's not going to happen, that's good enough to make it Ois Psikresh. I mean, even though it's Karv Levadai, but it's pretty, usually that's what's going to happen to Tzeda. But as long as it's not Vadai, okay. So,
would that be exception by Tzeda, though? In other words, as long as they give the animal some way out, so maybe that's not really an effective as Tzeda.
That would theoretically be true, but the Mishnah Berurah says it in one other place also, which right now my mind is escaping me, where the Mishnah Berurah was not by Tzeda. Mishnah Berurah says it also. So it sounds like any time it's not Vadai, it's not called Psikresha. So I'm not answering this theory either. Okay. Yeah.
Mishnah Berurah by son is saying that we are making all by Psikresha by Drabonon.
Trade Drabonon.
Is Rabbi understanding that means Trade Drabonon? And that is because it's a Tzara Chavol, but that will be Tzara
Chavol? No. He says two arguments. He says over there, he argues that it's because who Darvish Shana be mina nitzin.
Is that just part of what makes a kosher thing to be sanctified? It's not only is it a tarot, but you also have that.
Where are you? What? No, Mishnah Berurah is cut in Tess Wav, and the Saratin is your Tess. Shinta Zion. Charity and Yudkes. Yeah. There's nothing, there's no Sarah over there. Yeah. Okay. The minute seems to be, that Marshaw side, which is, the kasha is a good kasha. The minhag seems to be Kozman, it's not a vadai, or very, very extremely karv levadai. There's a Magen Mishnah which says that he wants to answer like this. He says, in a case where it's a vadai, it's that there Rav Shimon is more than male lives achieved the raisa. Karv levadai is also mid rabbanon. That's how answers up that would answer that problem. Mishnah Berurah never mentions that nakuda b'chlal. Okay.
Do we assess this based on the whole picture, or do we look mice for mice? Like, for example, if I stroke my beard,
that's a good question. Next, we'll touch that point next. Shilam Advav. Shilam Zion was where we talked about Trader Bonn. Shilam Advav, we talked about the case. That's the case of the case of Mita. That's where he brings it in of Grey Rasafsel. In Shilam Advav, Sif Gimel, he brings the case of going out Leila Chagavi Yasabim. Even though he's not Miskabin Litloish. Orchla Maginus, it's also to wash your hands over there, even though it's not Mechavan, it's a Psik Reisha. Okay? He says, the Bir Locha says, it's Mutter because you're not Mechavan to go walk Agabi Asavim, even though you're going to be Tarlish Asavim, but that's not your. Okay? Then he says, "But hechad asam heim gedarlim mizor shlo yoritz aleim." Tavi psik reisha she tolish bevadai. Okay, it's probably going to happen. So you can't run. And that's the Bir Loch over here in Shilam Advav Sif Gimel. He says, in a case There seems to be a din on the Gemara. Is it a din on the Mishnah? Is this called the case of the Gemara in Erevin says, if it's Yevshah Shel Yitlish, it's a problem. The more comes out that the case is not like that, it's halacha lemaisa, it's mutter. There's a masmag which says it's aser, keneged gemor. So he wants to answer that the case of the gemor was talking about a case a person was walking slowly. It's not vade that it's going to happen. When a person's running and the grass is high, it's vade that he yevshah shel yitlish. Now, lechara, that's the pasuk. Initially, otz beraglayim chayte, person who pushes himself to run quickly with his feet, it's called a chayte. That's the case. He's running quickly on tall grass, and that's avada. So he brings over here that Rav Shlomo Zalman asked, Lechara, each maisa, we don't look at the total picture, but each maisa is not a psikration. Each step that you do is not a psikration, it's going to pull out the grass. I can tell you statistically, if you run from one end of the field to the other end of the field, your body will do a maisa of tearing out grass. But each maisa, kishalatzma, is not body going to pull out grass. So why is it called psikration? He's chayav for each maisa, kishalatzma, which is not a body. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the chashash over here is, since it's vada going to happen, as he's running, he's going to come to a clump of grass, which he's going to realize that he's pulling out, and he won't stop, because that's what happens when you start running. So that one, he'll be a vada, he knows vada that he's going to pull out, he's still going to go do it anyway. And that's what we're afraid of. So, but he assumes that for the Rapashid, this Yisoid, that we look at each step of the Maisa as a separate Maisa. Each part is each step is a separate act, which, if it's not a Vadai, so if no step is a Vadai, even though statistically you will do Vadai somewhere along the field, that's not going to be us or Batsy. An example of this, which the modern day poskim deal with, is combing a shetel. Right? So combing a shetel, right? So combing hair. The problem is that you're combing hair in your body. The problem is you're going to be tarlish. A person's combing. The Mor says if you do it gently, it's not psikresh. You do it vigorously, it's psikresh. You're going to pull out hairs. So how do you understand that? Like, or, again, right? It's each individual action is not a body that you're going to pull out. In regards to a sheitel, it's hard to call a sheitel the problem of the problem is in tarlish. The problem where there might be tikkun loose hairs in a sheitel is not good. Pulling out the loose hairs is a tikkun on the kli, and it'd be a problem with tikkun on the kli. Even though any stroke that you're going to do is not a vadai that it's going to pull it out. But we look at the overall picture, that's what we see from the Gemara, whether by Nazir Chayyus Faith Umefasis, Abel Asurik, he can move his hands to his hair, but he can't use a comb, because the body's going to pull out. No, it means it's loose enough that you're going to pull it out when you go through the process, so you're changing the item, you're fixing the item in some way by doing that. The discussion over here at the end of Sin Lamed Zayin really touches into this as well. The person is going to the issue is over here sweeping the floor, which is aser because if the ground is a dirt floor, it's a psik resha that you're going to Sif Aleph and Shilam Azayin is about schlepping the Saf. So Sif Beis is the problem of being Mechaber the Bias. So the problem over there is you're going to fill up the Gumas. Again, so that the assumption in the Poiskim is that it's not the same as the case of the Salvim. And this case is we understand why it's Usur. Because you're always, when you're being Mechaber, you're always moving dirt. The only question is there a hole there? So, if there's a hole, you're vada going to fill up the hole. So that's a vade maisa. Just each maisa, you don't know if the circumstances are circumstances which are going to be problematic. But if the reality is true, that it's vade maisa. That's not. So this maisa which I'm doing of sweeping right now was a vade maisa of filling up the holes. So even if you said there's 5 holes in the ground across my floor, and I'm doing 100 strokes, so 95 of those strokes are not an act of tikkun in the bias. Only one of them is an act of tikkun. Only 5 of them are an act of tikkun in the bias. But those are, each one of those is a vare maisa. The point of the case of the sum is that none of my steps are a vare maisa of tlisha. Does that make sense to you? So that's not a ride to the shiloh. Okay.
Wait, the shetel here would be damage to the field or damage to the, if there's a guma there. Somebody say if there's a loose hair there, there's a loose hair there.
Right, so I don't know which one to compare it to. That's the point I'm saying over there, that I don't know which one to compare it to. Okay. Is this diamond to the case of sub-iptic ratio? I think this case would be more problematic than sub-iptic ratio. But I'll leave that for now. Okay.
So what would be the play with the hair or the scab or anything which you don't know what's going to necessarily happen each time? How would you feel that it would be?
I think that's like the case of the field. The only case, I mean, you know, I don't have a vada mice in front of me. Right?
Or dead skin or something. Like one of these things.
Well, that skin you probably stay away from anyway. Okay. Psikresha by the Rabbanon. Okay. Psikresha by the Rabbanon is also steer Mishaburus. Mishabura in Rishon Gimel. And Sifhei deals with a case where there's a heter of Amir La'akum to ask a goy to turn on a fire in the base in the winter in the base of Kharif. They used to have, they would have a big tanner and they would heat it up, and that would heat up. They'd make even a larger house. You cannot necessarily heat up the whole house. They'd make a small room near where the tanner was with thicker walls. And that was called the Beis HaKarif. And then they would, in the wintertime, they would basically stay in that room, and you would use the tanner to heat that room, keep that room warm. So that was called Beis HaKarif. So because of Kol Chaylam Eitzel, to ask a goy to do malacha deraisa, ask a goy to malacha deraisa, you don't need to come to Fashas, you just need a case of Chayli, that a person will be Nafal Mishka, a person will become Chalak Ol Gufay. So that situation, Amir Lachim is Mutter. So the more the assumption of Lachim is a Kol Chaylam Eitzel Sina, in regards to significant cold, even if it's not cold enough, which is a sakana, but people will become chaylim, so you're allowed to tell the goy to make a fire, stoke a fire, add wood to the fire on Shabbos. Okay, so now the case is that we want to put a pot on top of the tanner, so when the goy comes along and later on when he heats up the room, he adds fire, it's going to heat up the pot and do a bishul on the pot. So the Rabbah says that the goy puts the pots by the tanner Beis HaKarif, and then later on the shifl comes along and heats up the tanner, even though those pots are going to be heated up. So that's what to do. Mishabura says, when you ask the goy to heat up the pot, it's a psik ratio that the goy, you're going to do cooking, do bishul on the pot. We do not have to have a psik ratio, got to be a tabshul. Amir Leni Hudi, Davi Shmus, the less may maisa, lo macharin and kuli hai, sure you have a psik ratio. Seem like I told you, psik ratio is also by the Rabbanon. That's in the Rabbanon where the person is doing an action. The case where all he's doing is a mirror. And the goy is doing the action. They didn't ask for kreisha by mere luck. So that's the Mishnah Berurah in Reish and Gimel Sadi Tes. Okay. The problem is, and Shilam and Zion, by the case of the of Kibbut Abayus, he also said you can have a goy sweep the floor, even though it's a psikration, it's going to be Mashri Gumus. Amir Lakum by psikration Amir Lakum is Mutter. In Reish Ayin Vav, so he has a case over there. So Amir Lakum is Mutter on Tiltu Muksa. They didn't ask Amir Lakum on Tiltu Muksa because since by Israel it's shy to do Tiltu Muksa, I get Tiltu Minatzad. So they didn't ask Amir Lakum on Tiltu Muksa. What about the case you're asking the goy to take an oil lamp and hold the lamp? So he still can't take the oil lamp because it's muksa. So he asked the goy to carry the oil lamp with him as he was walking to get something. So the Ramos says that's mutter. So the Mishabura, however, but to do it b'merutza is aser. Because the male, you have a case of machaber mavir. Either if you go quickly, so the oil is going to slosh around the side of the lamp. This is the mishaburus of katanla and reisha involves his katanlamid. So it's a psikresha that you're either going to do machaber or mavir. So you can't have the goy do that for you because that's psikresha on a mir lakum. So before the mishabura, that psikresha mir lakum is also. The reisha in Zion, he has a similar case over there. A case of where you had an oil lamp on the table and you want to shake it off the table. In case it's not a bossy, so you want to be able to use the table. So you can't do it yourself. Ramos says, but you do it in Yehudi. Right? And Shabur says, it's Pikresha. Pikresha by Mir Lakim. Now, this is almost the exact same malacha. You're asking the guy to tilt it off, and Mela, the oil is going to come closer to the, to either closer to the fire or further from the fire. You see the machaber mavir, and Mishabur and Shin Reisayin Zayin Tezvov, even though Malcolm Hashem is Kav, and sure, I'll get a hearing, I feel a hoopsie gracious. So it's mamash exact same. So I have in Shilam and Zion, Reish and Gimel, and Reish and Zion. The Shabur says, Amir Lakum, my Pesik Reish is Mutter. And Reish and Vav, Mr. Shabur says, the Amir Lakum, my Pesik Reish is also. So I found that the Shana Halachas, Reb Chaim, you know, points out, he says, Mitzar King Sas. I don't like that. Mitzar King Sas. Why is it Mitzar King Sas? I don't know. If I suppose he had some of my Halachas of Terrence, I don't have a Terrence. The Lush of the Mishabur, I want to point out that when he's Mater, it's his heter is the following. He seems to say theoretically a shy chadisser of psikresha by a goy. Amir Lakum should also be a problem. But since it's a kula dikah drabbanon, they didn't ask for psikresha. I have the machaber psikresha mutter by drabbanon. I have the more psikresha also by drabbanon. By drabbanon, which is ain by maisa, we're making psikresha. You want to tell the Mishabura, that's the lashon Mishabura uses in Reish and Gimel, and he uses the same lashon in Shin Lam and Zion. In Reish and Zion, he doesn't say that has a white sword. He says it's mutter. He doesn't say why it's mutter. In Reish and Gimel, he says it's a kulder because it's a derbon and shaber maisa, the shul shaber maisa, semela. We're not machreb situation. Mir lachim. That's how he says it. Ramosha has a tshuva where he talks about asking a goy to open up the refrigerator with the lights on. So even though it's a psikresha, when you ask the goy to open up the refrigerator, the light's going to go on. And Rashi says it's mutter because Amir La'akum, the psikresha is mutter. So he's assuming that the ikur psakim like those mishaburas, not like this mishabur over here. I don't know what to do with it. Okay. The Shisa Shabbos when he says this din. So see, he adds a kanech. He says it's not because it bats him it's shayach psikresha, but since it's a kol derabon and they're a meko, he says bats was not the klal not shayach because there's no amir. The Israel lakum is that I am asking the goy to do something, and he's acting as my shliach. So when he does it, so there's two problems. The problem is not the amira. The problem is it's the action. The action, the goy, mirabonin, his shlichus, his kilo, I'm doing it, and I'm doing a malach on Shabbos. So the Chazal answered it. He says, I didn't ask him to do that. I appointed him to be my sheikh to open the refrigerator. That was the refrigerator, that the light went on. I didn't ask him to do that. I never made him a sheikh for that part. So there's no amira, there's no shlichus. So it's Michal, I'm not shaykh b'chlal to that action which takes place. It's Michal, not shaykh to me. Which is different nekuda than the way Mishabura says it. Pasha, the lomus of the machloikis is, you know, that Rabbi Chanan, who learns up that there's two tzadim how to understand why psik reisha is a problem according to Rabbi Shimon. Either it's because when you're mechavim for A, it's killing your mechavim for B, right? So because. Since you know about it's going to happen, so you're mechaben, you're aware of it, and you're thinking about it, you're doing it. Or because since B is always automatic in A, so A and B become synonymous, and I'll be mechaben for A, he'll be mechaben for B. So if mechaben for A is mechaben for B, so it means I asked the guy to do something, which includes turning on lights. If you tell me the word is because he assumes vadai that it's going to happen, so he's aware of both, and he's thinking about both, that's very nice. But I didn't ask him to do that. I didn't ask him to do that part. So then, Baklala, he's not. That's not my part of my mirror. That's not part of my shlichus. My shlichus and my mirror is on the refrigerator. The case with the person talking about, the Rambam also had a case where he asked. I think Revider brings that he asked Rambam about asking a goy to open up a car to get something from the car door to get something from inside the car. Even though it's going to turn on the lights on the car. Same case. He says mutter, mir lakum and tiltum muksa. Car is muksa, so tiltum muksa is mutter. So I'm doing a mir lakum behead and tiltum muksa. That's fine. I have the light. I didn't ask them to do that. It's great. It's pigration. It's pigration by the abundance by a mir lakum is mutter. There are certain cases of psikresha by the Rabbanans, by Yisrael, which are not chamadik of the Rabbanans, which seems to be also mutter. The Mishabura is not speaking up ahead, yeah? But there's a Mishabura in Reish Nun Zayin by Hatmona that, so in the case where I want to put a keli on top of a tavshil to be shomer min akborim, or she shouldn't be mistanef, they're mat to that. Because I'm not doing it lahachim, I'm doing it to be shomer, that just to protect it. Right? So he says, it's a psik resha. It's sure, kim shen mechavim lezeh. That's not your kavana. So vice versa, in this rabbanon, they didn't ask a psik resha. Even though it's vade that you're being mat with it and you're doing hatmana, but that's not what they asked for. They didn't ask for it in the case you're not mechavim for it. Well, you could say it's a word hatmana, but you know, he seemed to say that it's one of the other places also, that we don't. Not all the Rabbanans, but we have the din of secretion. So, in the Rabbanan, the Maisa Likim Sak seems to be. Now, that being said, Rosh Hashanah held, you can't tell the goy to open up the refrigerator when the light's inside, because it's a problem of real lakum. Right? And of secretion, because he's being Machriyam Iker like that Mishabur and Reshain Zion, that Reshain Vav, that he seems to say it's also. Okay. My Masara was to be Mekel like a Moshe. Unlike the Mishabura is aware that Psik Resha by Durbanon, Amir Lakum, Psik Resha's Mutter. Fine. Okay. Amir Lakum.
Yeah.
Amir Lakum. Right. No, the psikresha is the rice up, turning on a light. But it's a mir lakum. This is the rabbanon. This is the rabbanon, it's a mir lakum. I'm doing psikresha on a mir lakum.
Oil lamp, you ask them to run, or you just ask them to come with you?
I don't want them to shout.
You told him to come with you. And if you go quickly, he has to go quickly. That's part of your mirror. That's part of your mirror. I don't see why it should be any different than asking him to sweep the floor or sweeping the floor as Master Gumus. So that's a few things I want to touch on in Psik Reisha. Baloshin and Siddur Gufa is its own conversation. I mean, it's hard to separate the two, but it's its own conversation. Anything I want to touch on over here? Right. So, it's interesting. Sharat Zion does not look at Hakol Ma'aser. The end of Shin Lamed Zayin and Sivkat and Yud. He points out he doesn't understand the case of Gur Kisav Safsol. So that's also Besada because of Chayrish and Mabayis because of Boyna Lachar. It's a Makalkel. It's also Lonichale. And we don't differentiate between the two. What? Right. So. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. It's a few. Yeah. What? Okay.